Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast. Right, can I start with your name and your title, please?
Yes, I'm Stephanie Jurczyk, and I am the Rotary International President for 24-25.
Right, now you're doing something very special on the Isle of Man. Can you tell us about that?
Well, it's part of my tour. As a Rotary president, one of our jobs is to motivate and inspire Rotarians. I cannot do that if I sit in my office. So I've managed to spend time traveling during my year. And so this is a special visit to the Isle of Man because I understand I am the first sitting president to visit, which is amazing. We have three Rotary clubs here and they're part of my Rotary family. So I'm delighted to be here. I'm honored to be here.
And what does it mean for the organization as well? I mean, the first time in 100 years to have a president visit.
Well, I think it just underscores the importance of our values. We talk about belonging. You know, we have organizational goals of being diverse and equitable and inclusive. And all of those things lead us to the concept of belonging. Well, the three Rotary clubs here belong to Rotary, and I want them to feel that certain, you know, feeling of being part of our organization.
And how beneficial is organizations like this to the wider community?
I tell everyone, when there's Rotary in an area, a community, or a country, there's a gift, because Rotarians around the world do the same thing. They look and say, what can I make better in this community or around the world? And Rotary here is no different. That's exactly what they're doing.
Now, I could be wrong. You can tell me if I'm wrong. The Douglas Rotary Club, is that the one that falls under you guys as well?
Yes, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I actually did an interview with another, with someone else, I think part of the Rotary. We were doing an interview on something else and he mentioned this to me. I think he said that over £1 million has been donated over the last 15 years from the branch, I think.
Well, that would be correct. I don't know exactly, since I can't keep track of all the statistics in the world, but I know this is a very active Rotary in Isle of Man and very passionate. I had an opportunity to address Rotarians last evening, as well as some charities that are part of the partnerships here. Just amazing passion, which is what makes me smile.
How difficult is it, you know, in these current financial times to still encourage people, you know, to donate to the local organizations?
Well, you know, all of us are basically wired the same. And we choose to spend our money on what values. And that goes for our donations as well. You know, there are still people who are spending money on cell phones. And there are still people who buy tickets to see Taylor Swift, and on and on and on. So we take a look at the amount of resources available to us, and then we choose. And when something matters, we can make a choice then to do a contribution.
What drives that passion?
I think it's psychic income. You know, when Rotarians do something that creates lasting change for a person or peoples, they feel good. And I tell people that's our salary in Rotary. We have psychic income.
It's not, you said it yourself earlier, it's not just like the local, yes, you assist the local community, but you also assist the wider community. You assist worldwide campaigns and organizations. How do you kind of choose, or how do you say, right, we're supporting this organization in Cambodia or something like that? Yeah.
Well, except for our number one external project, which is the eradication of polio, Rotary International and the Rotary Foundation do not dictate how Rotarians change the world. Every local Rotary club has the option to look and decide how they want to do what they do. We work in a broad range of seven areas of focus. And almost everything that Rotary looks at will fall into one of those areas. So there's no mandate from Rotary International that says you have to do this or you have to work with children. No, it's all based on what the needs are in the local community And then also partnering with other organizations or other Rotary districts around the world to address other needs. For instance, we have many, many Rotary clubs around the world now who are helping to support Ukrainian refugees. We have many, many Rotarians who are looking at other disaster areas or looking at what's happening in Gaza or looking at, you know, the continent of Africa and the conflict there. So Rotarians are free to choose what they want to do to make a difference in the world.
How's your trip been so far? I know you said that you've spoken to a few, to the three organizations, but how's it been so far? Have you managed to engage with other communities, organizations?
Well, my trip here is very short, actually. I arrived yesterday or the day before in the evening, and I'm leaving today. So it's a very short trip, but what I've seen has been marvelous, especially yesterday. The weather was so beautiful. We had a chance to drive, and it really is a beautiful spot. And I've told some of my hosts that this is my first trip to the Isle of Man, but I don't think it's going to be my last.
Just to localize it a bit more, I know with the three organizations we have, you know, how beneficial is the work that the three organizations here on the island, how beneficial is the work that they do on island towards Rotary?
You know, it's actually a question for the beneficiaries. You know, I can only speak for my own experience doing Rotary, but, you know, when I put a water filter in someone's home and a little child looks up at me with those eyes and, you know, he sees the magic of dirty water going in and coming out clean, that's hard to describe. But I think that's what every Rotarian does. They do what they do because it's a sense of pride. We're helping other people, we're creating lasting change. And so really, it's really checking in with the beneficiaries to see what that value is. But when we have a beautiful, beautiful vision statement, and it says that when we do this change, we're changing people's lives in our communities and around the globe, but we're also changing ourselves. So there is also magic that comes back to us when we serve.
I think I've got everything I need. Is there anything you'd like to add or say, anything you want to mention we perhaps didn't?
Well, yes. You know, there are many, many people who will be listening who will wonder, how do I get involved? Well, there are many ways. The easiest is to look at the Rotary website, which is rotary.org. But also, there are ways to contact the local Rotary and ask about coming to help in a project. There are many hands necessary to do the work of Rotary. And come and see who we are and what we do. Because if you have the heart and the hands for service, there's a place for you in this organization.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.